Discerning Hearts presents How to Pray, A Practical Guide to the Spiritual Life by David Torkington. Chapter 7, Adoration, Praise, and Thanksgiving, Adoratio. When we adore God, a hidden highway is open to the holiness of God. It enables His holiness to descend onto and into us as our homage rises to Him. Peter Calvé, Hermit.
The realization that the All-Holy and Utterly Other has chosen to draw us into His own life should bring us physically or at least metaphorically to our knees in adoration. That is why in the memory jog for prayer that I've given you, the second letter of the word parousia, the letter A, stands for adoration. And it should remind us to spend a few moments in quiet adoration. This act of adoration opens up a hidden highway to God that enables our love to enter into Him and His love to descend into us, enabling Him to make His home in us as our adoration leads us on into giving praise, glory, and thanksgiving to the One who, though He infinitely transcends us, has chosen to dwell in the very depths of our being. If words fail to begin with, then express your adoration in someone else's words. Take your favorite prayer or hymn of praise and adoration and give glory to God in those words. Take the Gloria from the liturgy, for instance, one of the most ancient hymns of praise used by the early church even before it was inserted into the Mass. Then recite it slowly and prayerfully. Gradually, you will find you are taken up out of yourself, out of your world, and into God's world. Then you will discover that the further you enter into His world, the more you will forget yourself and the world where you only live for yourself. It is in this profound prayer that you will be raised beyond yourself, if only for brief moments, when your prayer life will have reached higher peaks than ever before. Then you will come alive, more alive than ever before, if only for a short time, in the world where you want to be for all time. When the impact of all that God has done for us begins to register in our inmost being, it is time to give Him thanks over and over again for what He continually gives to us. We are all too ready to ask, sadly, all too slow to thank God, not just for what He's done for us personally, but for His goodness, His beauty, and His loving kindness. We should also remember to thank Him for His own inner glory, reflected in creation, and most of all, for the masterpiece of creation, Jesus Christ, whom He sent to inhabit us through the Holy Spirit.
You've been listening to David Torkington and How to Pray, A Practical Guide to the Spiritual Life. For more episodes in this series, visit discerninghearts.com, or you can find it in our free Discerning Hearts app or on many other streaming platforms.